RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, welcome back in on a Reaction Monday and a Victory Monday. And obviously, as you know, on a Monday during a football season, we are out early. And we turn things over to D'Amico Ryans as the Coach's Show comes up right after we get done. Mark Vandermeer, John Harris will be along for the ride as well. But the Coach's Show with D'Amico Ryans coming up in about 15 minutes. So stay tuned for that. Coming up behind them, 7 o'clock, Monday Night Football. I believe this is the final Monday Night Football of the season. The Rams and the Falcons. The Rams... still, I believe, have a chance, potentially a chance to get the number one seed as they want to keep winning. But they'll be in Atlanta tonight to take on the Rams. That is going to be heard live right here on Sports Radio 610, courtesy of Westwood One. So stay tuned for that. T-Mill's Best Bets coming up here momentarily, as I'm sure we'll see a lot from Monday Night Football going to that game. Somebody text in, U of H and LSU was a full house this weekend, and it was a blast. Yes, Clint said earlier, some of these, the Texas Bowl does a really good job, and they especially are able to do a really good job when they get the right teams kind of in the same space, right? It's been A&M, which is a good place for Houston. It's been U of H, LSU, I think Oklahoma State, A&M played 1 year. It's a good spot, but you know, like some of these are not teams that travel and I think the give a rip is going to frankly be less of fans, right?
Well, you know, but you think about it, like I think that, like I said,
but they do a great job over there. Well, some of the Bulls do.
They've embraced it. They do a tremendous job. It's in a great city. People want to come here. And like you said, they've done a great job. I mean, it's all schools right here that have great travel, fan bases that travel. Arkansas played Texas 1 year. Oklahoma State played Baylor 1 year. I'm sorry, no, who was that? I saw A&M play Oklahoma State, I believe, and Baylor played. And it was Vanderbilt before Vanderbilt was doing what they're doing right now. But the point is one, if not both schools have, from a proximity standpoint, are going to sell a boatload of tickets. Right, and so they do a really good job of. I mean, like you guys,
and they've done a great job of avoiding the West Virginia Missouri matchup,
right?
Where it's, as you said, it's always somebody that's
well, you're just. I think what you're going to see with bowls is the better bowls are going to be bowls that, yes, they have good teams, but it's good teams that at least their state touches the state you're in. You know what I mean? And so it's just. I think it's just going to change. Like the thought of like for instance, like a what everybody believes is a subpar Michigan team. Where are they playing that game? The Citrus Bowl?
It's in Orlando.
In Orlando, right? I mean, which Michigan may travel, but you get my point. You got a Michigan team and a Texas team playing in Orlando. Now, both of those teams may travel. I don't know what it's going to look like, but like that would be a much better game if it were the Alamo Bowl in San Antonio, obviously. Yeah. I mean, so you'd sell a boatload of tickets to Texas fans that just want to go watch their team play in San Antonio kind of deal, right? Close proximity, easy to get to. Most people can drive. So I think the landscape will change, but I think the top bowls that actually still try will be fine.
Yeah.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Yeah, like this Sun Bowl, baby. Arizona State, Duke, and El Paso. Oh, boy.
We just got done with
Arizona
the Birmingham
State can
Bowl.
Get there, man. How about?
I know they can get there.
Will they?
They can. They got, let me say this. They got an easier shot to get there than the people from Durham, but I'm not sure. I don't know how hopped up these USC fans are to go to San Antonio for the Alamo Bowl, but we'll see. All right. Real quick before we get to T-Mill's best bets, Clint, anything that you learned from this Texans team as they win another road game against the Chargers this week?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely some things that we learned. I mean, the Wallace kid is good depth at safety. I mean, he did. I'm not going to go overboard and talk about how great he played. I think he did some good things and showed the ability to obviously, you know, gain the trust of the coach and get the run at safety. So you got another safety, there in the mix. I think offensively, I think the biggest thing here is offensively what we've seen be a disaster in the past was not a disaster this time. What I mean by that was when you didn't have Titus Howard on the inside and or Trent Brown and Ariante Ursary on the outside, anything other than those three things being truce on the offensive line, it's been ugly. It's been a disaster, right? And so the fact that now you can go both tackles out, so Titus Howard has to move to tackle, Blake Fisher in, Jarrett Patterson in at left guard, and you give up no sacks. And really they played a pretty good game other than obviously the pressures, and I don't know if that's OC, quarterback, O-line, I don't know what the hell that is. But like the O-line depth that you gained this week to me was huge. I mean, Blake Fisher playing well and not giving up any sacks and being the highest graded offensive lineman in a game at left tackle is huge for him, man. He has had as rough a year as anybody out there. I know he's been this little sixth offensive lineman package thing, and he's gotten a lot of attention because he checks in with the ref every damn play. But the reality of it is
he does.
He had as bad a spring as a training camp as anybody out there. And so Blake Fisher being able to legitimately play left tackle against a good defense and hold up was big time. Titus Howard being able to move back to right tackle, going from not only to guard but to tackle, not only left but to right, and play well was big time. Jarrett Patterson, once again, the interior offensive line, I think with Jarrett Patterson, golly, what's going on with Juice Scruggs, but Jarrett Patterson being a depth guard, I'm pretty confident in this offensive line with him in there. So, you know, I think the O-line that has been really good since Trent Brown entered the fold about 6 weeks ago, however long ago it was, you know, to now, I was confident in five guys. I mean, now you've inserted really Titus Howard again. So, you've inserted eight guys now that you feel like it give you a pretty good chance.
All right, we'll talk more about that the rest of the week as they prepare to play the Colts and get ready for the postseason. Let's get to T-Mill's best bets. Monday Night Football action tonight. Remember, if you need to look at these again before placing those bets, head to at T-Mill Real Deal. What you got tonight, Tyler?
Yes, sir. Monday Night Football, as Ron said, last one of the year. Rams, Falcons, here are your four best bets for Monday night. Very quickly here, under in this game. Two of them, actually. Under 49.5 is the total I got, and I'm on that. I'm also on the under for the first quarter alone, which is set at 9.5 points. I'm on under 9.5 in the first quarter. And then two player props for you, both play for the Atlanta Falcons. First, Kirk Cousins, quarterback for Atlanta, over 222.5 passing yards. Think he's going to have to be throwing a lot. Think he's going to be playing from behind a lot tonight against the Rams as they try to get that number one seed. And then Bijan Robinson, the running back for the Falcons. This is absolutely, Ron, my favorite one of the night.
That's easy money.
Last game, I think he had 7 or 8 receptions, but over 4.5 receptions for Bijan tonight and the Atlanta Falcons. Those are your four best bets.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Yeah, Bijan Robinson, that's clear with Kirk Cousins. We'll see. He's probably going to have a lot of attempts. I feel like Kirk's going to be on his ass a lot tonight as well.
You like
with
that?
With that Rams defense.
Do the Rams still have a shot at the number one seed?
Yes.
I think they do, yeah.
Boy, they're playing for it, boys. I believe they need
Now, the Niners and Seahawks control their own destiny because they play each other next week.
Well, so one of those teams has to win, so if they win, they get the one seed. Were the Rams eliminated with last night's game?
I'll have to check on it.
All their starters are going.
The Rams are tied with this, maybe you're right.
Well, but where I was going with that is the Rams are still playing for something. Boy, I'm gonna tell you. I mean, Puka Nacua and what's my man's name? Looking at him, number 9 right there.
Quarterback for the Rams. Matt Stafford.
Stafford. Well, I don't know how the hell that one slipped. I'm looking at him dead in the face right here.
Yeah, girl.
They're gonna be on one tonight, boy.
Thanks, Kelly. Yeah, they got a big.
Everybody talking to you, Kelly.
All right. She stepped in. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. D'Amico Ryan's the coach's show coming up behind us. I am Ron. The show is always Houston. Happy birthday, Clint.
Yeah, man.
We love you, baby. I get the feel. One, Lamar is not going to be 100% white, right? And when you talk about
he's not going to be 100% white.
When you talk about a back injury,
that would be Lamar. closer to white with a back injury. I promise you that.
Then he will be. He'll be closer to Cooper Rush.
It'll be the closest Lamar ever been to it.
To white.
Tyler, I love you too, man. You so H-Town.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.